Welcome back to Pastoral Care Ministry Team Podcast. I'll be hosting today. My name is Pastor Blake, sitting with the amazing Donald Henry.
How you doing, Pastor Blake? Thanks for having me. I'm both honored and excited to be here.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the building blocks of pastoral care. And Donald, we've been talking about how it really starts with that first impression, how we come across to those that we're meeting with. Can you help us, give us some keys to having some good first impressions?
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite aspects of building blocks to pastoral care, is making a connection. You know, it is important, when they say first impressions are usually the last impressions.
Right.
I don't know if it's the last impressions, but they are important.
Right.
And so how we meet individuals is going to determine their level of anxiety and their willingness to open up and be transparent,
right,
about what their needs are, their particular challenges at that point in time.
Now, Donna, can you tell me, why is this so important that we have a good first impression? You were mentioning earlier about the kindness of God's kindness led us to repentance.
Absolutely, because He's the role model. We're to exhibit, and we're molding into Christ-like, and so if we're drawn to repentance by His kindness, then that tells me that kindness and hospitality is really important as it relates to developing relationships, long-lasting relationships.
That's really good. That's really good. So what do you have for us today? Give us some points.
Well, you know, for starters, you want to actually smile. You want to be excited about meeting the person that is coming to you for pastoral care. And so I know that when somebody smile at me, even if I'm in a bad mood, I'm gonna smile back. And for some reason, psychologically, that really has an effect on our emotions.
Right, smiling actually helps reduce some anxiety and fear in the people that we're meeting with.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. The other thing is building rapport. The end result of pastoral care or the success is determined first by having that relationship. Not only having a relationship, as I said earlier, an earlier podcast, of our relationship with Christ, but also it's about relationals with others. And so it is important that we develop that relationship with others based on our relationship with Christ.
I love that saying that says people don't care how much you know until they know how much
absolutely
you care.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Number three is being hospitable. Now, here again, we are asked to be hospitable to one another and not complaining. And also in Hebrews 3 and 2, the author talks about to remind us to be hospitable to strangers, for by doing so, we unwittingly entertain angels.
Wow.
And so here again, God wants us to treat everybody as though they're angels, in the
right
sense that they're important, because they are important.
So what are some tips? How do we show hospitality to people when we're meeting with them?
Well, obviously, the first one is how we greet, greeting with a smile or handshake. Secondly is being able to ask them if they need something to drink, sort of making them comfortable, sort of meeting their more immediate needs at the beginning of that relationship. Thirdly, being able to make sure that the environment is conducive for being transparent, whether or not the temperature is set, whether or not the seating is comfortable. And also, you know, in my own practice, I find that I purposely have the environment with different smells and colors and candles, because they all have an impact on our psyche.
Wow, that is powerful. All right, what else? What else are some keys to helping build some first impressions and the building blocks of pastoral care?
This is important, where you and these are continuing, Pastor Blake, if I haven't said that. These are things that should take place in every session or every meeting that you meet that person. Fourthly, we're to establish confidentiality right away. In other words, we want to develop an environment that's going to allow them to feel safe and comfortable being able to share their story or their particular challenge. In addition to that, you want to be honest with them because there's a limit, and you want to be able to share with them that their safety is paramount throughout this relationship. And so therefore, if they share with you that they're going to harm themselves or someone else, that is something that you want to and you need to be able to report to the right persons or professionals.
That's good, Donald. That leads us to our fifth point today about having key questions to help. What are some key questions we can ask people?
One of the key questions that I usually ask is, why are you here? The other one that I like to use is, how can I help? And so what it does is it puts you in the position that you're there to understand their story.
That's good.
That you're going to sit back and listen to their perspective and how they see things. You know, Jesus is a good example because he did an amazing job, if you can recall. He met people right where they were.
Right.
He didn't try to take people where they're supposed to be, but he met them right where they were. And so in the pastoral care ministry, you want to meet people right where they are.
Right. And I like the way that you do it because you do it with a servant's heart. You do it coming in and saying, hey, I'm here to serve you. How can I help? Why are you here today? It's not from a judgmental point of view.
Absolutely. Right.
It's from a servant's heart. Really good.
And that is so good, Blake, what you said. It's not from a judgmental, but from a standpoint of understanding. Because being judgmental is not a prerequisite for understanding. You know, James talks about for us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And so it's important that we operate from a standpoint of listening for understanding.
Right. And I think even to clarify that further, it's not so much that we may be judgmental, but that we may come across to the people as judgmental. They already have these anxieties and fears that they're coming in, and it's our job to over-communicate that we're here as a servant to relieve this anxiety that we might be judging them. So, well, Donald, I want to thank you again for your time, and thank you for joining us on our podcast, and look forward to seeing with you next week.
Thank you.